Good morning.
Are you worried National might just agree to it?
What I think is there is probably more of a chance of New Zealand First aligning with National simply because they, you know, on election night they beat Labour by 10 points. Three in a dance is more difficult than two. So yeah, I think there is a possibility. I'm not sure though that this particular policy is a die in the ditch one for Winston. And I think that people like Shane Jones will play an important role in facilitating this issue through.
It's National's policy though, isn't it, to dump the Māori seats?
It is National's policy to dump the Māori seats, but I don't think Bill or Winston want the fight that I think will ensure, and I think that it will be negotiated through, whether it be a Labour-led coalition or a National Party coalition.
Well, Labour has already ruled it out, right? Do you think they can be swayed?
No. They won't be swayed, and I don't think that. I think there would be a heck of a fight, and I don't think Winston would want it, particularly early on in the coalition deal or the life of the next government. And I think they'll find a way forward. I was at the speech where Winston delivered it. I never heard the term bottom line or deal breaker. And I think Coulthard will find a way through all of this, Larry. I don't think it is a die and ditch policy for Winston.
Well, it seemed in the last week he's backed off a little. Is that the impression you get, that it's actually not a bottom line?
Yeah. As I said, I was at the speech when he delivered the so-called bottom line message, and I didn't hear those particular words. And as I said, Larry, I don't think it is an issue that he will want to dine at Tachova. I don't think that him or National or Labour particularly will want that particular fight. And I think that if they did move to abolish the Māori seats at this point in time, it would be a hell of a blow, and it would probably cripple the government in terms of time management and issues of real importance, i.e. the economy. And I think, as I said, I don't think that this is an issue that Winston will die in the ditch over.
Māori are represented across all parties. Of course, I think there's about 30 in Parliament. What's the rationale then for keeping them?
Well, you know what, Larry? I think you've got a point. I think that Māori seats tend to ghettoise Māori politicians, and I think that you know, they may have seen its day, but at this particular point in time, I think that Māori didn't want it, and I think that no party will move to get rid of the Māori seats until that day that Māori actually say, right, we want to give this up. I personally think that it's come to an end, but I don't think that's the mainstream thinking amongst Māori.